The Lord is our help and our shield. These devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for military personnel and their families. In his epistle to the Romans, St. Paul wrote these words in the 12th chapter, the first verse. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. The title of the devotion is Motivation. Fear can be a great motivator. Fear of failure, fear of disease, or the fear of a drill instructor can inspire a person to do things otherwise never attempted. Some people even use fear as motivation to serve God. That's understandable, but sad. Fear does indeed enter into our relationship with the Lord of life and death. Our conscience quickly tells us that we have violated his laws and there will be consequences. His word tells us that our violations are greater than we imagine, and the penalties are so severe that they go beyond our imagination. So, who is not going to be driven by fear to try to do that which God commands? The child of God. A small child may help put away some groceries lest his mother becomes angry. The mature child will help put them away out of love for her. The Christian is that loving child. As the new year begins, we give thought to what we want to do in the days ahead. We will be considering how we want to live the rest of our life. Maybe we want to make some lifestyle changes. Lose weight, exercise more, pay all of our bills on time. All this might be good, but it is not as important as deciding how we want to live our lives in relation to God's expectations. The Apostle Paul told those Christians in the capital city of the Roman Empire, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. Whoa! This goes beyond deciding to curse less, go to church more, and be kind to others. This involves giving up our lives. The word is sacrifice. We know what it means to sacrifice a life for our nation. Are we supposed to sacrifice our life for our God? Isn't that a bit extreme? But didn't the Son of God sacrifice his life for us? Isn't every good thing we have in life a gift from him? What enables us to keep breathing? Who provides the food and air that we cannot live without? If he would withdraw his support, we would be like a brain deprived of oxygen. We could only whimper and die. So why did the Holy God give us life and salvation? We recall the famous words, God so loved the world. Why should we freely want to live our life not for ourselves, but for him? Because God so loved the world. We love him because he first loved us. we enter the new year thus motivated. In the second article of the famous Apostles' Creed, we admit that we believe in Jesus Christ. We acknowledge that he is our Lord, who bought us with his holy, precious blood. Then we make our commitment that I should be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. We reaffirm that loving commitment for yet another year with the words, "This is most certainly true." Amen. This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For added devotions or to learn more about our ministry to the military, go to www.wellsmilitary.net. I leave you with these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.